Hey guys, today is May the 14th, 2020, and I am very happy today. As you can tell, I'm very positive today. Today I'm doing a review on Expedition Everest. So, this ride, I've only rode once, actually. It is an amazing ride. I recommend it so much. Actually, this ride can look a little intimidating for kids a little bit younger than me. Now I'm 12, and I just rode this ride like maybe September. Last time I was there, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna ride Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm gonna ride Expedition Everest, because those were the two rides where I just did not want to ride, you know. But this time I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I feel pretty confident. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to do it. And look at me. I'm still here, y'all. So, I'm still here, and I rode the rides, and I had so much fun. And after I rode both the rides, I wanted to ride again. Unfortunately, I couldn't because, like, it's the longest thing ever. The lines are. But it was awesome. I really enjoyed that. I really recommend it. Maybe not those rides for younger kids, even if they reach the height limit, because like you said, it can be intimidating and it can really scare some kids, and they'll just like be scarred and never want to ride that ride again. I'm just gonna warn you, I did do rock and roller coaster. It does turn, but Expedition Everest does go backwards, but it still is an amazing ride. I definitely recommend it, and it's amazing. So let me read this. I've been saying amazing a lot today, because I'm in really good mood. So let's go. Walt Disney World's mountain range is a bit more intense these days, as the world's tallest mountain, Everest, has risen from the peaceful village of Sirkazon in Animal Kingdom's Asia. Like its sister peaks, Space Splash and Big Thunder, the E-Ticket, there's a word here. Okay, so you guys know I'm young, and I don't really know that. Sorry, I made that noise. Ignore me for making the noise. It was kind of annoying. I just like to say I'm really sorry. Okay. So, there's a word I don't really feel like pronouncing. Promises to deliver. Coaster thrills, spills, and chills. Does it deliver on that promise? Boy, does it ever. The attraction features an old T train chugging and churning as it climbs up and around snow-capped peaks. Suddenly, the track comes to an end in a gnarled mess of twisted metal. Lurching forward and backward, the train hurtles through caverns of icy canyons before depositing guests in the presence of the legendary Yeti, aka the Abominable Snowman. He's the most displeased that you've scaled the mountain he so fiercely protects. Feeling up the challenge of a dramatic high-speed, out-of-control train ride, if you are free of heart, back, and neck problems, or are not pregnant, have no fear of heights, or abominable snow people, and are at least 44 inches tall, go for it. As always, never ye ride before experience a ride as topsy-turvy as this one. Amazing ride, like I said. I would so ride it again. If you have neck problems, this isn't really a good ride to be riding for that. It's a lot of jerkity, because you're on a train, it's supposed to be jerkity, and it's a lot of looking back, because you're going back and you might be scared. So, that's all I really have to say about this ride. It really is like one of the rides, I guess you could say, at Disney World. You know how there's like rides like Tower of Terror, Test Tracks. What else is there? What's in Magic Kingdom? Splash Mountain. Those rides are like the rides, and so is Expedition Everest. So, amazing ride, amazing, 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 amazing. I don't know how many times I said amazing in this podcast, but I hope you liked it. I'm like a very fast talker today. I'm so sorry about that, but I hope you can understand me. So this is my 17th or 16th episode. Now, I'm kind of hard to keep track, but I'm making it to 18, and then you guys are gonna love this, but because this was a suggestion by my mom, and I really love this idea. I'm going to be doing the countries of Epcot, so the World Showcase, everyone. So I hope you guys are gonna like that, and I hope you guys like this episode. I'm still taking recommendations because I have one more, and it better be an amazing one, an amazing ride, because I have one more for this season. So bye, guys. Hope you like this episode. I am very jumpy today, very positive. Yes. Okay. Bye, guys. Yeah.